I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not.
Hey, Tyler, this is the Advocacy Show with Joshua Stewart. We got Tyler Havlicek on the line, my co-host. So up tonight is the 2019 budget for us. Tyler, what do we have to say about tonight, this year's budget?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the new episode. First, I want to say sorry we haven't been on such a long time. We've been busy. But we'll get right into it. So, as you know, Governor Cuomo is now serving his third term as governor in 2019. We have a lot of good stuff going. We have a possible guaranteed $19 minimum wage. I do think that he's going to phase the $15 minimum wage. Instead of making a new law, he's going to edit the $15 minimum wage and just make it $19 by like 2025. So I do think that's a really big possibility, and I'm going to be pushing for that.
That's cool.
Some of the other stuff is we're going to we hear stuff coming from the state of another record year of funding. So this 2019 is going to be really focused on broadening the PWW program. So a lot of the existing day programs are going to be switching to PWW. The state is going to be very focused on PWWs in 2019. So that's another good part. Another good part is they're going to be expanding the independent section of the services. So they're self-directed services. They're going to be really expanding. You're going to be seeing a lot of expansion on some more supportive apartment programs and a lot of good stuff for the independent individuals in the state. So those are just some of the good stuff coming.
That's awesome. So that's cool. Like I said, that's pretty cool. And I heard about the minimum wages going up too.
Yeah, Governor Cuomo recently increased the minimum wage for airport workers from $15 to $19 an hour. And because he did that, I really do think that is a signal for a statewide minimum wage of $19 an hour. I really do believe that he's going to do in the next 4 years. And this would be a perfect time because now the New York State's legislator is basically Democratic, so he can get that done. There's no reason now the legislator cannot get that done. There's no reason for any BS. He can get that done if he really wants to, and we're going to be pushing that.
Nice. That's awesome. Like, so is there anything else we need to expect from the changes in the budget now that Cuomo's back and we got a full Democrat committee?
Yeah, so like I said, that's just one piece. And then the other piece is the independent services, such as self-directed services, PWW. You're going to see existing PWW programs expanding. They're going to be expanding and they're going to be getting. So let me ask you, Josh, existing PWW services, they can only get about maybe it can only be a small group, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, you just gotta do what you gotta do. Like, I'm hoping that I'm gonna be getting into it because I'm meeting up with my care manager. That's part of the changes that were started this year. I'm looking into getting my apartment by next year. Hopefully, that'll happen.
Yeah, and also, Josh has brought up a good point. Next year, they're gonna be really focused on this. So basically, the ISPs, the individual service, individual service plans are going to now be changed to life plans, so life meetings. Nice. So basically, what that means is it's going to be easier to get what you want. So Josh wants to get into an apartment. So by this new life plan, life center planning, it's going to be easier for, you know, so they're going to cut the red tape. It's going to be easier for Josh to transition to an apartment when he wants to. So there's a lot of good changes. 2019 is going to be a good year for the disability or different abilities community in New York State. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
And then also, self-directed services. In 2018, they expanded so much in the self-directed services. And also, they're going to be expanding a lot more. I think, year over year, they're getting so many people. Even, I'll be honest, even some of the lower functioning people are there's so many support out there, so they're starting to even get independent too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of good changes. I'm trying to think of the other changes. Again, more funding. I think this year is going to be a record amount of funding, I think.
Nice.
A lot of the group homes are getting redone with new kitchens, new stuff, safety equipment.
Nice.
My program, my current program, Saddle Rock Ranch, they actually got 2018 vans, which hasn't happened in the history of family residents. In the 15 years that Saddle Rock's been in the day program, we've actually, this year, or last year, or yeah, this year, we've the first time we've actually got brand new vans. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, so, Josh, there's two more things I want to talk to, but is there anything else on the subject that you want to ask me?
Not really. I think basically with that being said, we covered that. What else did you want to bring up?
So I also want to bring up for our viewers, we are restructuring Ability for Us, and also I am launching Team Master Advocacy starting January 1st. We're going to have a new website and everything. So we're going to be teaming up with Ability for Us.
Nice.
I want to quickly talk about the changes going on with Ability for Us.
Yeah, you can talk about it.
Yeah, so basically we're really focused on, structuring it so there's like no issues or whatever, and it's more professional. And we're going to be also, one of the things I want to try to, work with Josh and the Ability for Us and Team Master Advocacy is I really want to push for that $19 minimum wage. I think if we talk to the right people, it can be done.
I agree. So is there anything else we should touch up on?
Nothing much. Like I said, we did the budget. We did the two advocacy programs. I love what we're doing. Advocacy is a really important thing, in life. You need to advocate for what you want. If you really want something, you got to advocate for
it. I agree.
No
so
one
with
can,
that being said,
no one can,
you need to close it. You can follow us on all platforms, and you will be able to, like I said, you can donate to this to help us fund things like a van to go upstate with to conferences. So please help us out, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Yeah, this is Tyler Havlicek with Team Master Advocacy and
Ability for Us, Joshua Stewart from Ability for Us. We're signing off. Bye.
Thank you.